It is Wednesday, June 6th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Keels Creek Winery, featuring a variety of wines using locally grown grapes and local art-themed labels. The winery is located in Eureka Springs and offers a tasting room and art gallery. More information is available on the web at keelscreek.com. Later on this edition of Ozarks, a visit to the state's oldest and largest psychiatric treatment facility for adolescents to see how an organization that relies on Medicaid funding is managing to do more with less. And why Sunday's Tony Awards on Broadway may have something to do with what you see on stage here in the next few years. First, the races for the Fort Smith City Board of Directors are set. The filing period for candidates closed yesterday, and three seats on the board are contested. An August 14th primary date is set for the Ward 1 seat, with three candidates seeking that position: Ken Peavy House, Liz Berry Armstrong, and Keith D. Lau. Two other seats on the board, Ward 3 and Ward 4, will be determined on the November general election ballot. Both of those seats have two candidates. Incumbent Director Andre Good was the only candidate to file for the Ward 2 seat. Ballot positions for the races will be drawn on Friday. The Ozark-Franklin County Airport will receive nearly $140,000 to rehabilitate that facility's runway. The federal money is part of a package that will give several smaller airports in the state a total of $1.5 million. The Russellville Airport will receive nearly $100,000 for runway improvements as well. The FAA grants were announced earlier today by Arkansas's congressional delegation. A new study says the economic impact of natural gas production in the Fayetteville Shale has exceeded projections that were made in 2008. The findings are contained in a new study conducted by the Center for Business and Economic Research in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. The survey was sponsored by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce. That study says companies involved in the shale play have invested more than $12 billion since 2008. That's a 29% increase over what had been projected in the original study. The study also says almost $2 billion in state and local taxes have been collected as a result of permits for the nine-county area in the Fayetteville Shale Play. That includes Franklin, Johnson, and Pope counties. Three Arkansas Razorback baseball players have the chance to play professionally after being drafted in the Major League Baseball draft yesterday. Junior infielder Matt Reynolds and sophomore pitcher Nolan Sanburn were each drafted in the second round. Reynolds went to the New York Mets with the 71st overall pick. Sanburn was selected by the Oakland Athletics with the 74th overall pick. And junior right-handed pitcher DJ Baxendale was taken in the 10th round yesterday. He was the 310th overall pick by the Minnesota Twins. All three will remain with the team as they prepare for this weekend's Super Regional Best of Three series with the Baylor Bears beginning Saturday afternoon in Waco, Texas. Additionally, five high school players who have signed to play with Arkansas next year were also drafted yesterday. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will return to Arvest Ballpark in Springdale tonight. They had yesterday off. Arkansas tonight opens a four-game series against the Arkansas Travelers and will begin that game two games out of first place. Partly cloudy tonight in northwest Arkansas. Lows expected to be in the mid to upper 50s. 20% chance of rain tonight for the Arkansas River Valley with lows in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny throughout the KUAF listening area. Highs tomorrow lower to mid 80s.